I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So many folks have told me lately that they feel a little out of sorts, not quite themselves, more stressed, less at ease. With all these words I keep saying, I keep seeing more heads nodding, so I imagine that I could probably list off every internal malaise in the dictionary and I'd get every head nodding, right? Because life ain't easy lately. Stuff costs more, which means we have less to spend, which means we have more to worry about, which means we have less time to relax, which means we cannot be restored, which means we cannot be our whole selves. Is that story ringing a bell for anybody? I mean, think about the world we live in, facing challenges that we did not even know existed as possibilities. We are feeling ourselves stretched and pulled in directions, into encampments, into sides. Man, life is complex and complicated. We are probably facing down some more war. We've certainly got some famine. When you survey the world, even in the year 2025, with all of the advancements we have, when you survey the world, it might actually lead you to despair and despondency. You know, it always feels like we are standing on the edge of something beautiful for our species, yet we always retreat back to the things we know best. War, division, greed. Not unlike the people of Israel. This word this morning from Deuteronomy, this summons, this call, came to the people of Israel, the Hebrews, right near the end of their 40-year sojourn in the wilderness. Here they were, about to cross over and take hold of the promised land. 40 years in the wilderness. You'd think by then they would have heard everything God had to say, internalized it in perfection, and found themselves living as the most blissful, peaceful community on earth, right? I mean, they had the Ark of the Covenant. They had God with them. Even still, after 40 years of intimacy with God in the desert, with being provided food from God's very hand, still they had to be warned. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him and holding fast to him. For that means life to you and length of days so that you may live in the land that the Lord swore to give to your ancestors. It is as if God knew them better than they knew themselves. And God knew that at the moment that they were going to take hold of everything they wanted, they needed to be reminded of what mattered most. Not success. Not the building of large temples to worship their God. Not material wealth. But to be in right relationship with God, to be in right covenant with God, which is to say, to cherish life in a world that is succumbed to death, to cherish life in a world that trades in violence, to choose prosperity and growth rather than death and destruction. Now, the people of Israel didn't exactly get that message right as the story goes on. But here, right here on the edge of greatness, God calls them to pause, to remember to choose life. They were situated in a world of death. They experienced it themselves. They perpetrated it against others. These were not perfect, innocent people. And yet here they were giving the call to bring forth life in a world suffering from death, destruction, and division. not unlike the task of the church today. We are the people of God, sojourning through a wilderness. We're the people of God traveling through a world of nonsense, trying to make sense of it all. We are the people of God who come in here for refuge when we feel tossed about by the world. We are the people who come here because we must find life in here, a life we find in here that we don't find out there. So right now, friends, look inside. Dig down deep and figure out what life looks like for you. What is it about this place and these stories and these songs and this sacrament? What is it about all of this that gives you life? You see, we've come here not just to reenact something that happened 2,000 years ago, but we've come here because we believe that when we taste of this wine and consume this bread, we are being made alive at the deepest level of who we are. This is no pantomime theater. This is an opportunity for you to take hold of life, your birthright, to take hold of the greatness God has set before you, to take hold of life, abundant life, to know who you are fully, to embrace the power that God has given you, to be a person who chooses life in a world of death, rather than seeing us as succumbing to the powers of the world. We come here to be strengthened and sent out to do battle against everything that stands for death. This call came to the people of Israel sojourning through the desert. Jesus called the people to true life when he said, "Lay down all your possessions and take hold of what matters most." And that call comes to us this morning. Take hold of life. Take hold of beauty. Take hold of goodness. Take hold of your neighbor. Take hold of everything that lifts you up and lets you fly in a world that wants to hold you down. Take hold of it all. Celebrate it. Share it. Wave it around. Let the world out there know that nothing can stop you from celebrating life. The goodness of God. The joy that you find in your heart. And let that fuel you to leave this world a better place than you found it. At the end of the day, that's all that you can do, is to take hold of life where you are, to spread it abroad, and to trust that God's going to do something with it. A stubborn people traveled through the wilderness, and they still have lessons to teach us today. Seeds are planted, life sprouts up, beauty happens and is spread through all the world. Friends, the choice is set before us today. Life or death. Choose life. Spread life. Share goodness. Radiate joy. And let the world know that darkness isn't going to win the day. Amen.